We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
It's pretty screwed up that you're talking about it's Friday, because I actually work Tuesday through Sunday, so
technically
might be your Friday, but it's not my Friday.
I actually work every day, so day is my Monday.
Must be nice to only work 5 days a week.
Well, must be nice.
Look at Ken and chat, 8 hours of work today, then 5 days off. Hell yeah, man.
Nice.
Hell yeah. I was just telling Cody before mics went hot, I'm going to attempt to do a fire tonight. I'll see if I can get... I know we got storms coming through at, like, lunchtime. Some could be gnarly, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what the guy was just saying.
Oh, jeez.
So, after those go through, I'm going to go set up my porch, see if I can't do a little of my first fire of the season outside.
Yeah, why not?
It's going to be a nice night for it.
All right. Why
not? Settle into some summer, you know? I've had a busy couple weekends. I haven't been able to set up the porch yet.
Yeah, this summer is going by...
It's cooking. It started the 12th.
But it's not just because it's going by fast. There's been things.
Yeah.
It's been busy already.
It's been
busy.
We had
like it. This is great.
Was Taste of Syracuse only a week ago?
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
Week. Yeah.
Right? It's been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Wow. Morning.
Where does time go?
Morning. I've been up for about 2 hours. Oh, where you been?
Yeah. Must be nice to sleep in. Yep. Ken, what's your first concert of the season? I've already been to multiple. I'm a concert bitch already.
I know, right? I haven't been. Oh, no, I went to one. Never mind. I haven't been to anything in a while.
Hot Mulligan was this last week ago.
Now it starts.
Now,
where, I mean, it was Kid Cudi, and I think I heard that Mumford and Sons are eventually in like a. At some point in the
is
next
week. Is
that
a Beacon Skiff?
No, over it. I think they're probably under a pavilion.
Oh,
although,
all right.
I say that, they'd probably sell all of it.
Mumford and
Sons?
Everyone
bumps it.
People do like
little
that, man.
Little Lion Man.
Yeah. Hey, Little Lion Man. Cool. That's cool. Planet K-Pop in Buffalo with our 5-year-old niece. That sounds fun.
There you go.
Next Thursday, Katie says, is Mumford and Sons.
Oh, okay, next Thursday.
You'll be hearing a lot of clapping and hooting and hollering coming out of the... A
lot of...
Empower Federal Credit Union, Joni Mahoney, Lakeview Amphitheater at the Run for the Cure
Jump. Oh, the concert's over. What, a lot of those big flat-brimmed
hats. A lot of flat-brimmed hats.
And pulled up high mom jeans.
Dudes wearing pants that are just a little too short. Just a little too short.
Jacket, even though it's real
hot. Yep, gotta have that denim jacket on.
Real hot, but they're gonna be a jacket.
Listen, I'm not picking on your fashion. Look at me. Who the hell am I to talk?
It's fun. I'm wearing a Ninja Turtle shirt.
Big tattoo day for Cody today.
Yeah.
Whipping out your right breast to get a...
Right? I still got to shave
Elsa
it.
Elsa in a...
In a
tutu thing, you said?
Yep, there's a picture of her that is real of her doing sassy face.
Uh-huh.
And then Deb put a princess gown on her via AI.
Sure she did.
And it was hilarious. And she called my bluff, and I said, I would get that tattooed. That's hilarious. She went and paid for half of it. And it's a big tattoo.
Yeah, this might be your longest tattoo ever. This might be your biggest, most time-consuming tattoo. Oh, yeah, how much did Bron Breakker take?
Brody.
Brody. Not Bron Breakker.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Brody took, like, 2, I want to say. And I think Jughead took 2+, because there's a lot of detail in it.
Yeah.
So he said about 3.
My longest...
That's not too bad.
My longest tattoo session was probably about 8.
Oh, my God, I couldn't.
That's when I did... Because I had Kyle... So Kyle did my whole left arm.
Yeah.
Over the course of like... No, well, yes and no. Over the course... So this whole arm was done in chunks.
Yeah.
Like 18, 19, early 20s, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then when I turned 40, there were parts of it that were fading and like certain colors were fading.
Oh, I remember he said,
let's just blast it all over again. And I went in one day and spent a whole day with him and he did the entire arm.
How many breaks?
I don't remember. Like, he'd get up to go smoke, or I'm just the kind of guy where I'm like, I got to power through it, man. I want this done.
I figured five would be my, like, that's enough for today.
Yeah.
But three's
good.
Three shouldn't be bad just because it's hanging out and it's Kevin. So it's a friend. Kevin. So it's now it won't be awkward having just, you know, weird.
Sugar's longest was 6.5. Never stops. Did 20 hours over 2 days.
You guys are wild.
Stops. What is that? A whole back piece or something?
And luckily mine, I'm in a, I don't know what position, either a solid recline.
Yeah.
Or I'm laying all the way back.
Bro, that's the clutch move today for your tattoo.
So.
Is I cannot rep. If you're going to do a long session, back or chest.
Yeah.
Because to have your arm like this. Twisted around.
This was annoying.
Yeah, it's so annoying. Vacuum was annoying because I had to be like this. Even though it took 10 minutes, I was like this. Where's Pink? Pink's my vacuum, bro. Oh my God.
No, I get it.
Yeah, it was like, so you're going to be in a good position to just kind of recline,
but
have it done.
I know I've said you guys are crazy. You can't fall asleep. I don't think I would, but I'm going to make sure I don't.
Why?
Because, careful I say this, when I'm falling asleep, when I'm not really opposed to...
Sexually aroused?
No, I'm a jerker.
Oh, good
so
ball,
I do
yeah.
that
yeah.
like somebody just startled me awake. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to be like...
and then
be like, and now all your other tattoos are messed up. Thanks.
It's going to be really cool, though. But then what are you going to do, like... Going forward, are you going to keep that part of your chest trimmed? Because otherwise, it'd be useless to have a tattoo under all that fur.
Well, luckily, it's not too bad.
Oh, yeah, it's not so bad, because you can still see the mother.
Hand
yeah, you can still see that over
all
there.
All messed up.
Mm-hmm.
But that part,
there's
that
Pink.
Should be okay.
Pink and Chad's my vacuum bro. We're vacuum bros. We got the vacuum tat right there.
There it is.
All right. Well, good for you, bud. Today's going to be a fun day for you. I can't wait to see how that turns out.
We're going to have a good weekend.
The show's... Masturbators Classic, the fishing tournament for the funds of it. It's coming up on Saturday the 27th over at Lagwun Distilling in Phoenix, New York. Big Bang saw it. we'll be out there at Lagwun Distilling. You guys get there as early as you want. We'll show up at 8 o'clock. You'll come fishing. It's family friendly. It's fun. It's silly. Do not take it too serious.
No.
We'll have some giveaways thanks to Installations Unlimited.
It'll be fun. We'll pause like it's the damn 1800s, so boats can go under that bridge as it raises up.
Oh, bud.
Like the damn old colonial times.
Here's the thing about Cody. Is I try to find him houses near me, but he hates my town so much.
I love it. No, that's not true at all.
You hate the bridges.
It's just there's little things.
We got little quirks up there in Phoenix, New York, bud.
And I make fun of those in all the towns.
For some reason. So yesterday.
It's just that I keep hitting them at like the most inopportune time. That ends up being the problem.
Because here's what I try to tell Cody as he's shopping for houses. Is that we got great houses up in Oswego County.
Mm.
I try not to talk about it too much because I don't want you guys raising my taxes on me.
Yeah, right.
But you find a good spot.
No, there's a lot.
You got some nice affordable taxes.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of places up there that you don't see.
But it would
online.
Have to be on the other side of the water. It would need to be on the other side of the water because, as you all very well know, he hates Hymenville Bridge. And for those of you not familiar with Hymenville Bridge in Oswego County, it's a one-lane bridge. We've got a couple of them up there, but Hymenville Bridge, he hates. I'm not joking. It makes him furious.
Because they vote. There's votes to improve it, and they're like, I don't think so, young man.
Ago, we had a dump truck wreck the thing, and we had to rebuild a bunch of stuff, and we kept it one lane.
There's no lights.
We like what we like.
You just guess and hope that two people aren't.
Uh-huh.
Running back from, I don't know, slinging hooch in the woods or whatever happens, and they end up careening into each other.
There's always an understanding. There's multiple times a day you'll see two cars face off right in the middle of it.
Yep.
And then one's got to back down.
Yep.
It's a fun show. That's one of the most dad things I do. Is where I'll have the kids in the car. I'll be like, watch this. This car's going. This car doesn't know what to do. It's going. It's going.
He doesn't know. He's going
to
wait.
So that bridge aside.
Yeah.
Yesterday we go up to Mexico. Shot a video, with our buddy Al up at the Mexico Napa Auto Parts Store. They got a big event happening next Wednesday. It's their 1 year anniversary.
Yep.
They got Ron Capps coming. Napa Funny Car Driver is going to be there.
Nothing funny about that. He's the fastest man on earth.
10 to 4. They've got two. They're going to have food. They're going to have
deals on stuff.
Kind of a little mini car show if you bring a classic car.
Yep.
Biggest tool sale of the year.
And they got a lot of stuff.
They got a lot of stuff going.
Listen, I know a lot of them are. They've got, if you need one of them things that starts fires and it's and you squeeze it like a bobby pin or whatever, and it makes big sparks, because I know exactly what those are.
He liked that. So we had to go to Mexico yesterday. And for some reason, Cody's GPS took him through Phoenix. I went on 81 all the way up to Mexico.
On my directions, there were three ways to go. That one was 2 minutes longer than the other ones and had zero construction.
Okay. So I'm on 81 on my way up to Mexico, and I get a text from Cody, and he just goes, "So how long is this supposed to last?" And it's a photo of our other bridge, our Phoenix drawbridge. Right there at Lock One.
Right where we will
be. Where we're going to be fishing.
Yep.
And I go, "I don't know, bud. Sometimes it's up for a while. Sometimes it just breaks and we can't get it back down."
It was only a couple minutes. It wasn't too long. I was sitting there before I sent the text. And then it went down.
Yeah, that's our drawbridge. We got a drawbridge. Yeah. We have a drawbridge.
And then...
And I love it.
I was looking, and it's just for regular-ass boats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So regular people can just hold up traffic.
Oh, yeah. If they got a little antenna on the very top of their boat that might hit a bridge, that bridge is going up, baby.
Well, it's just I got nervous because I, of course, the guy behind me had to get immediately as close as he could to me, so I was stuck.
Sure, yeah.
So I was
worried.
Were you
going to turn around or something?
Well, I thought if you were like, wow,
then
man.
Then you'd have to go to the one-lane bridge. So it's either wait for the drawbridge or one lane, or you're going all the way to Fulton.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But no, it was okay.
But you did it.
Hilariously, then after I had to go and do all my pickings up for Cocoa Puffs, and I had to head back in North Syracuse, and I had to go through Brewerton, where their main bridge is down, and had to go over that fake temporary bridge that they have.
Oh, I haven't driven over that yet.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's great. But what I didn't anticipate was being like, oh my God, this is terrifying, because it's one lane, and looking to the left and immediately just seeing water.
Oh,
and I was like, oh,
think about that.
Okay.
I didn't think about that.
I'm going to go home.
Because he also hates the bridge in Minetto by the Stewarts. We'll be driven over that before. He hates that bridge, too. He's not a fan of our Oswego County bridges.
It's just bridges.
But it is always a roll of the dice in Phoenix when that drawbridge goes up, because many, many times in my life, it's broken. So, it's either stuck up or it's stuck down, and then we can't get the... And then for some reason, whenever our drawbridge breaks, the drawbridge guy is hundreds of miles away, the Canal Corp, gotta bring him in. When my mom had her store down there, they'd be like, yeah, the bridge is broke. Guy can't get here for 2 weeks.
well, no.
I'm like, guys, we're coming off as real podunk.
And especially if it's a busy, Saturday or weekend.
Yeah, bridge is stuck.
Everybody would have to be using that, so all day.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, no, they would send you.
And then it just sat there. And I was right there. I almost made it. And all of a sudden, that went down, and I was like, is there a train? I went, oh, no, I'm by a bridge. I was like, what? Why are they closing it? Mm-hmm. And then that started to go up. I went, oh, okay, it's a drawbridge.
It's a drawbridge.
Well, of course it is.
We got a drawbridge, bud.
Of course it is.
We have a couple. We used to have another drawbridge they filmed a movie scene on because a car jumped it.
Yes.
Happy birthday to me. It's our big claim to fame in Phoenix, New York.
Everybody getting go to a drive-in and watch it or something?
Yeah, it was a big deal. But it was before I was born, but we had a drawbridge that they jumped a car across over.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, in Phoenix.
How many of you guys tried to do that after, I bet?
Oh, I'm sure it's been. That's why they had to put those gates that drop down so you can't drive.
Yep.
You can't drive, man. But yeah, anybody can just make you're right. Any moron with a boat can just stop traffic.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And part of my old man dream is they have a little shack right there where the drawbridge operator just sits all day and waits. I wouldn't mind that gig.
Summer?
Oh, 70-year-old me just sitting in a drawbridge shack.
Controlling the bridge.
All right. And the locks, so you get to make the water go up and down.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there you go.
All right, let's bring her in.
Hold on.
on now. Let me see what we got.
Holding everybody up.
Oh, and I want to have overalls, and I want to just lumber around.
You're talking like, all everybody.
Right. All right, let me guess. You want to come back up?
All right.
Same joke every time.
Ooh, it's a state job. All right.
Oh.
Get that pension off of it.
Hey.
Yep, boat's coming. Yeah.
Yep. Anyways, come experience my beautiful town.
It is
Saturday,
great.
June 27th.
I do like it. It's just those things everywhere.
You're not a fan of our stupid bridges. I get it. You can, of course, check us out anytime at theshow.fm for all the links. This is why you got to check on your elderly family members, your elderly neighbors, because scammers be scamming.
Oh, well, yeah.
As a dude in Illinois somehow contacted this poor woman, 79-year-old widow, convinced her that her Social Security number was linked to terrorism. What? What?
Well, I mean...
Oh, it is?
Yours is.
But mine is? Oh, no.
It's completely different.
And then the scammer told her, for some reason, the way to fix this is to convert all of your savings into gold.
Oh, okay. So then what? Now, then what do I do?
So she wired $700,000.
No.
To this
That's
guy.
So much money.
Who then showed up to give her the gold, and it was a bag of the gold chocolate coins you would get at like...
He actually showed up?
Yeah.
And handed it to her?
I don't have a whole thing here.
Did he just run away
real
fast?
Clearly somebody in her family was like, what did you do? And she's like, yeah, he's going to bring me the gold. So detectives got involved and they're like, all right, we're going to wait for this guy to show up with the gold that you just paid $700,000 for.
And they grabbed him?
And they grabbed him. Yeah, they arrested the guy, thankfully.
Oh, man.
I don't know if she got her money back. Hopefully she does. An officer dressed as an elderly woman and waited for the gold to arrive. When the gold chocolate coins showed up.
Oh, man.
Boom, that's arrested.
That's like a movie thing.
It is.
To be like, all right, here's what we're going to do.
All right, we're going to tell her that she gives us $700,000.
First, we're going to go to Josh's house. We're going to get one of his wigs. I know he has an old lady wig, I'm sure. And then what we're going to do is we're going to sit inside.
Do I have an old lady wig? Oh.
I don't know, maybe.
I do need to upgrade my wigs. I was trying to find my emo wig the other day, and I couldn't find
it. Oh. You got to keep all your wigs in one.
I don't know where my emo wig went.
You got to put everything in one wig box.
I need to have a wall of wigs like Moira Rose has.
Yeah,
so I know where they are.
Yes, that way they're all right there hanging like a hat rack on the back of a door. Yours is wigs.
Because I have my dirty dog's wig is in my costume bag.
Okay.
So I know where that wig is.
Yeah.
My 80s flowy hair that wig, I know where that wig is, but I don't know where my emo wig is.
You better get looking.
And I feel like I need to buy some more wigs this year.
Probably have a couple if you're doing wig things.
I do love to have a wig.
You don't have one that's a little longer?
No, I'd love a mullet wig.
You need a mullet. Maybe.
As somebody said in our comments once, and I don't know if they were being facetious, but bald guys in wigs is funny, and it's fun for me. Well, it is a little gender-affirming care for me to have hair. I do like to have hair sometimes.
I can't wear them. They're too itchy.
Yeah, because you have hair.
So for you, I got a
whole empty canvas up here, bud.
Get you some dreadlocks or something.
Put a big wig on that.
Yeah.
I don't think I can. Can I do dreadlocks or is that appropriation? Well, Adam Duritz of Counting Crows does it, so I can do it. Beans does it.
I can't find any pictures of it, but I had corn rolls for a day and
canceled.
A half.
You're canceled.
Because there's that picture of me with the frizzy. When I had my hair down to my shoulders, a lady that learned how to do it in prison.
At college?
Yeah. Corn rolled my hair. It was somebody's girlfriend.
Well, I think that's okay. Then if you were just being practiced on or just for fun.
She was like, oh my God, I'm going to corn roll your hair. And I let her, and there was still room in the back. I was like Snoop Dogg. It was so long.
Oh, nice.
So I went to class like that for like a day and a half, and then I took it out, and it was the frizziest, funniest thing ever.
Where's the photo of this?
I don't know.
Let's not post it. I don't even.
No, the frizzy one is somewhere that's more readily available somewhere. That one, I don't think there is one.
Yeah, but I think nowadays, if someone wanted to cancel you over that, you could just be like, that's AI. Someone AI'd cornrows on my head.
Or they were bright blonde.
Yeah, they're bright blonde cornrows.
But no, we were of that era. We were right there where your stuff might not have been captured on...
It was nice.
And if anything, if there is a picture, it's that, like, click.
Yeah, and I'm so thankful of that.
Yeah.
Because I would have taken so many dumb photos, career-ending photos.
Yeah.
I would have done real stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't see.
Oh, look.
Good morning, everybody. There is a table outside, like the mud puddle that is on the ground outside of the window is reflecting the sun. Oh, did you bring a tapestry? Did you bring a tapestry of some kind? What is this?
East Coast.
If it works. All right, we'll hang that short. Up. Hang that up in a little bit.
If it works.
Again. As Katie and Chad has taught me, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it.
No,
I'm very evolved, and I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. But this exact moment in time, the sun is the brightest, and it's reflecting off a pool of water.
Oh, I'll go dump it and break. That helped yesterday.
This right here.
Watch your eyes. Yeah, you can see it.
I'm not going to make a big deal out of it.
Look at it.
I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. It is the most, my eyes... My corneas have been burned by the reflection of the sun in that puddle right now. But I digress, Cody.
It's crazy.
It's very crazy. Good morning. We're talking sandwiches in chat right now during that Smashing Pumpkin song. If somebody got
sandwiches.
Vince's Gourmet Deli yesterday.
I go through
your Cajun turkey.
I go through stretches where I don't forget that it's there, but I try to because I'll just go up and down.
Yeah.
And down.
Katie says, you screamed the time I told you you were overreacting. Yes. But then I've evolved. Have I not? Have I learned and grown?
You really did that one time.
It was really bright.
It was shocking how bright it was, but but it was funny.
I am a man who's learning from his mistakes and growing.
But yeah, I went over there.
Cajun turkey you got?
Because I thought every week they have like somebody that I assume that works behind there in that little deli area. Mm-hmm. They give them like their own... Like yesterday was Anthony's sub of the week or whatever.
Fun.
I thought it was somebody else's. No offense, Anthony. I'm not a salami guy. It was.
Oh, Anthony's my homie.
It was a bunch of hams and like Genoa salami and a bunch of different ones. So I got the
making me hard over here.
The Marque.
Yeah.
Which is
Cajun turkey.
Cajun turkey. I went for the sharp provolone, but then sliced green apples, chipotle mayo, cranberries on a wheat roll. It was good.
Spicy. Sandwich science is just a different level nowadays, man.
Yeah.
You're putting apple slices on a sandwich. I would have never thought to do that.
Oh, I put on a lot of stuff. That's what drew me to that. The turkey. But I like putting apples on things. It's fun.
I would have never thought to do that.
Yeah, it's good stuff. That's what I put on that chicken maple apple sausage the other day that I whipped up.
What kind of bread was that on?
So wheat sub roll. I just laughed at it. I mean, I'm not a wheat guy, but I with stuff like that, I try not to change anything because I feel like
they did work.
It for a reason.
Yeah, right. That's good of you.
Because even when I said, can I get the sharp provolone instead of the smoked gouda? He was like, yeah, no problem. I almost wanted
to. You offended him.
Where he was fine, but I could have in another life seen him being like, sure. Dick.
Oh, yeah. No, not like
let me get that for
you. It's not like I own a sandwich shop work on these recipes. No, you change it up, though. You go ahead, bud.
It's not like we painstakingly came up with the best options
for you.
Nah, you're
good, though.
Yeah,
you're good. Random moron off the road. You go ahead. You mix up my recipe for me.
Oh, is this where you sell it? Your sandwich?
You don't have a sandwich shop.
So eat smoked Gouda.
Yeah, Ink said I won my son's soccer jersey. Got a free Chipotle burrito. Yeah, they were doing that yesterday. I think for the World Cup. My kid and all of his friends went.
To Chipotle?
Yeah, they all put soccer jerseys on yesterday and went and got bowls.
I have a Messi jersey. I'm going to take that out.
I don't know if it's anymore. It was yesterday.
I'm
like to wear your jerseys.
I'm that guy. Yep.
He's like, Dad, we're all going to put our soccer jerseys on and go to Chipotle. I go, all right. Buckle up. Wear your seatbelts, please.
That's cool. I like when there's stuff like that.
Yeah, they got some. I don't know if they're still doing it today. So.
There are a lot of places.
Getting into the World
Cup
thing, yeah.
But I mean, I am too. I was pumped. I thought it started today. It was yesterday.
It did?
There was a game. There was another one way later. But my team, I'm a Mexico fan. I root for USA. But weirdly, from back in the 90s, they had some guy on. I can't remember his name, but I like Mexico. And they were first up yesterday at like 3-something, right as I was getting home.
There's one guy.
I was like, hell yeah.
I'm only seeing his tweets because people are posting them on Reddit, but there's this one guy who's visiting America from Germany for the World Cup.
Okay.
And he's like going to all the things that we take for granted are just blowing his mind. Like, he went to a Buc-ee's and he's like, this is a gas station.
Yeah.
He went to a Walmart and he was like freaking out about how, like, just so much stuff there.
Yeah.
Like, Europeans are now figuring out why we're so fat. They're like, oh, I get it.
Oh, you have brisket at your...
Oh, I get it. Your gas station has brisket. Yep, I get it. Yeah, no, I get it now.
Oh, that
Sorry,
makes more sense.
Sorry, I've been
sense.
Critiquing you fat Americans so much.
Oh, your McDonald's has its own McDonald's.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
When our European friends came over, like when we went to Sweden and all those countries, it's culture shock for us because we're like, what is this? And, they're eating moose meatballs in the woods and stuff.
Ooh.
But then when they come over here and they're just, first of all, Europeans have no concept of how big this country is. So they'll be like,
same.
So
though.
we come to see you, and you are in New York State. So we will go to New York City that day, and then we will drive down to Philadelphia in the afternoon. And then I'm like, no, it's actually we're pretty big.
I am ignorant of doing that the reverse all the time.
What?
Where I always think that it's like that over there.
No,
where I'm like, oh, you're in England? That's so small. You could get to Italy in 3 hours? I mean, I have no concept.
Yeah, when you lay
especially
over,
when I've never been there.
Yeah.
How long does it take to get to, like, Russia? Because Russia's right next to China. Half an hour?
You should be there anytime. That's the other thing, is you don't realize how big China and Russia are until, like, you're over there.
Mm.
But, yeah, they'll be like, okay, we make a day trip. We do Disney World on the...
And Disneyland.
We'll do it both in the same day. And then...
Disney World, nighttime Disneyland.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Makes sense.
No, they're just a little more compact than we are. We're a lot of driving.
Yeah.
But you're right. Our gas stations have brisket. Do you get it now?
Oops.
Do you see it now?
Our
Pizza Huts have drive-thrus. Do you see it now?
Oh.
Do you see how we got here?
Well, Little Caesars over there in Brewerton does. I forgot how awesome that was.
Just drive through
that again yesterday. Yeah, nice. The Little Caesars is a drive-thru because it was like, it's on the end of the plaza, so it was like a bank or something.
Mm-hmm.
But that'd be great.
Text line says, check out Jolly on Facebook, English guy's reactions to U.S. foods. I get it.
I think I have.
I get it.
I think I have seen that guy. Because those are hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And they come over here and try stuff, and it's the weirdest.
And it's hilarious when we go over there. That's the beauty of being human, is that we all have different cultures, and we can, like, learn from each other and laugh at each other.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, you go to their country and have their stuff. They come here and have your...
Yeah.
Like... They also eat some gross stuff over there.
Yo,
trust me.
Yeah. No, that's...
They're big into fish, like the weirdest fish you've never heard of.
There's a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of water.
And then they come over here, we got drive-through Little Caesars.
Perfect.
So,
hell yeah.
Know, everybody grows. Anybody planning senior pranks today will be punished. You will not be walking the stage.
You will not.
No senior pranks.
Look at you, Mr. Crossfire.
Apparently yesterday they did senior pranks at my kid's school where like the seniors all parked their cars. I guess.
In a different direction?
Like, if the lot's this way, they park this way.
See, that's a nice, good, wholesome prank. No one's going to get in trouble because you can't do anything
anymore.
They
were going to be doing a dance party in the library, but they didn't think about how to get the word out to people. So I guess during the morning announcement, somebody was... in the background just shouting dance party or something, and so that got canceled.
That's really funny.
What are you gonna
do? We had some, but everybody backed out the last second.
What was yours? Mine was 40 years ago. I don't remember, but
we like Ocean's 11'd it. We were gonna where you in those science rooms in case like there's acid that like thing.
Yeah, the shower. I've used it.
There's one in the room where it was like a college style room. So then it was in that and you could almost fill up a level like a foot. And we were gonna
hell yeah
yank on that a
hell
couple times.
Yeah.
To the point where like we had things timed out when people of importance would walk the hall.
So then what happened?
We had the people backed out.
Oh.
And you needed every single person. Because even if one person then the
chain, house of cards falls apart.
If there's one link missing, the chain does not hold. Like we had like duct tape over none of our own cars, somebody else's car that wasn't any of ours
to throw off.
Also had duct tape over the license plates.
Ooh,
nobody was going to go into their original cars. It was a whole thing. It was ridiculous.
That sounds like a bummer then.
Because it wouldn't really...
It would have been great.
And it wouldn't have done... There was no... I mean, the only damage would have filled up a place that was probably supposed to be okay to have water in it, or else they wouldn't have had the shower in there. Yeah, I'm sure it would have done something, but...
Ben says, when I was in middle school, the Casanova Lax team climbed the water tower in Skinny Atlas and painted it Home of the Fakers.
Got him.
No senior pranks today, all right?
Yeah, don't,
you will
don't
not
get in
be
trouble.
Walking the stage.
Don't do anything to get in trouble.
You will not be walking the stage.
Or if you're a country school and you're a farmer, please put some type of animal in the school. Well, if we can get a cow in there.
We have people drive tractors to school. Didn't you have that?
Yeah.
Did ESM do tractor day?
No, but a few people would just do it. There are a couple, but.
This gentleman just blew a snot rocket on our window, so.
Oh, great.
That was the grossest thing. I was hungry until
delicious.
A minute ago.
Delicious.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
I think he shot it at your caricature, though, not mine.
I'm literally not.
I wonder if it's going to. Is it. Right, it'd be funny if it was right on, like, where you, like, if you were, like, going like this and, like, had snot bubble. If it was right on your face.
No, I don't want to go look. I'm literally going to throw up.
I'd throw up,
I just watched a giant booger fly out of a guy's nose.
That's great.
The sister's laughing. The thought of tractor day blows my mind. It's tractor day.
So weird.
You drive your tractor to school.
Yep. No, we just had a couple people do it because there were a few farms around. But, no, you up there, I've seen pictures on the internet. There would be many.
And honestly... Compared to some other Oswego County high schools, Phoenix was metropolitan.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Like, you get out, like, the schools that we visit to play games, like, I'm like, this is definitely a tractor day school, for sure. There's 100%. Barely roads coming to this school.
Yeah, I bet, like, APW would have it, or, like, a Homer.
Cousin Jay said ESM played cow-ass bingo.
Cow-chip
bingo.
Yep.
Did you play that?
I've seen pictures of it. Yep, seen pictures of it.
Showbro Josh says we let chickens loose in the courtyard. Good senior prank.
That's funny.
Good senior prank. And like,
yep. ESM car show tomorrow.
Yep. And now that we're like all the olds and we're the educators, what do you do? Like we are. Like we're olds now.
I know.
Like my wife is reaching retirement. We're olds. What do you do to prepare for these damn kids and their senior pranks?
Nothing.
You just hope it's not dangerous or nobody,
Yeah, you just hope they don't do anything that's going to cause damage, and then you just deal.
Yeah.
Like, I always wanted somebody to put, like, the principal's car on the roof or something.
Something crazy.
I don't know how that works. You'd have to have some, like, engineering students.
DM says, Ellicottville School, I had friends that rode lawnmowers and John Deere's to school until they all got in trouble. Nice.
That's what happened at ESM, I kind of remember, is that... Because we didn't have a tractor day, but they...
You just did it?
They did. I think they did it, and they got in trouble for it.
I remember for some reason we did, like, a senior parade. Like, a bunch of us met down... Because I remember this guy, Pat, had this cool car, so we all wanted to ride in Pat's car. He had, like, a Camaro or something.
Oh,
wait. And we're like, who's going to be in Pat's car? And I got to be in Pat's car.
For homecoming?
No, it was like
a... the football game?
No, it was like senior parade. Maybe it was homecoming. You might be right.
Well, that's what made me...
But I feel like it was a senior thing.
Quit Costas.
What?
I was delivering... And I got to a red light, and I watched two carloads of all of my best friends in the world drive by on the way to homecoming, having the best time ever. And I was like, no. I'm not going to be working at Costa's my whole life. This isn't going to make me millions. I got to get out. Yeah.
No, I'm all about getting a job and strong work ethic, but you're also only young for a limited time. So enjoy your youth and make those memories.
Yep.
Tyler says Whitesboro does water balloon fights in the parking lot.
Oh, that's cool.
We did do that, where like we would go to Park Street.
That's neat.
And the teachers would be on the roof with water balloons. Yeah, they'd fight back. It was a big
deal.
That
would be cool. We just did like
a big deal.
We have ESM day.
What was that?
And it's like there's a day where it might as well be skip day, and you just do stuff outside. There's softball and water balloons and tie-dyeing shirts and yearbooks and stuff. I remember all that.
Ruru in chat says, in 2015 at ESM, I drove my tractor to school. Nice.
See?
Nice.
So you know, they got a little more lax on that. That's good, because they had to realize that it's just fun. If that's that's what they're doing, let them do
Brianna says they do a senior parade in Fulton. My son only went to elementary school for 1 year and was remote that year.
Figures.
Bummer.
But that's cool. I wonder if they're still.
What are the kids doing? What are they
doing stuff?
What are the seniors doing for their
having multiple senior skip days out at the beach? I see.
Is all when you're out at the beach?
Bunch of places. We didn't have that. We just skipped if we needed to and went. Like if like today, it was gorgeous. We'd be like, all right, we're going to some beach.
We just learned that our youngest. I don't even know if my wife knows this. That our youngest had perfect attendance this year.
Oh, what a nerd.
He gets in the car and he goes, Dad, I have perfect attendance. Cool. I go,
that means something
I guess
eventually for something, doesn't
I go,
it?
Do
doesn't
you
it?
Get? Bro, it meant something in 1999 when Ernie got a computer for never missing a day all school.
Yeah, I remember there was like, there were, and one student all the way, and I remember those.
In 98 or 99, Ernie went, he never missed a day of school his entire K through 12, and they gave him a computer, which in 1998 was a lot of money. That was a big deal.
No, that's cool.
That was a big deal. Made the newspaper everything.
I remember things like that.
When
yeah.
the kid who didn't miss a single day of school,
That's funny.
315-364-109. What was your senior prank? I know that a lot of people are pulling them today. For our senior prank, we had five trucks filled with coolers and water balloons and bombed the underclassmen.
Heck yeah.
As long as no one's getting hurt, have your fun.
That's
have your
cool.
fun.
Yeah.
Because I think this is the last Friday of school. I believe Regents are next week. Although they're doing a weird thing with Regents now, where they just kind of throw them all over the place.
Yeah, they're every which way. I don't even know how long they go. Because I feel like last year somebody had it the end of June. There were still people like, yo, I got one more.
Yeah.
June 23rd, and then I'm done.
But you know what?
Oh.
The classics don't die. I was talking to my niece, who's in high school this year, and she has to go to the gym with all the rows of desks and do your tests. Like, it's been 30 years since I've done Regents, and they're still doing
what
them
we're doing.
In the gym, lined up with the big fans.
I was just going to say.
With the giant fans.
The biggest fans you've ever experienced.
And it's not moving enough air at all.
Unless you're right next to it, in which case it's the most incredibly annoying thing.
Throwing your paper all over the
place. I don't know what to do. Ugh.
Last day of school for elementary middle is 6:25. Yeah, dude.
No.
Yeah, dude, it goes.
That's insane.
They're not done.
Leave our kids alone, our poor teachers.
Let them go, right? They're not done for a minute, but these high school kids, they're wrapping up, man. All right, let me eat some candy here.
Oh, you're going to try it? Okay,
because
cool.
Because this was candy that you had last night on Cocoa Puffs.
I just overly taped it. Feel free to.
This is,
Right from the little inside Enchanted Forest in that back little old-timey candy store.
I love candy stores. I mean, I own one, but I don't think I could turn a profit on candy.
It's
you gotta have like a tourist town.
Yeah, and it's not like old timey candy. It's just kind of different ones, and they just have a ton of them. So I grabbed a couple of the weirder ones. I didn't bring that slime one because I was sucking on the ooze. And I didn't
so
think
this is
want.
A Mountain Dew.
But these I'd never seen before.
Sour Bite Crawler.
Yeah, they're very sweet. And sour. That one, I think, is just the regular. The blue one is.
Oh,
I
that's
think.
Not supposed to be Mountain Dew?
No, it is. And they all are. You get the little.
Yeah. Little.
Right?
Very faint amount of Mountain Dew in that.
But it's more like just a very sweet gummy.
All right, you said I'm going to like
this
one
I think you'll like. Because you like Banana Runts.
I like Banana
right?
Runts, yeah.
I think you'll like these.
This is F Fruity.
It's a very sturdy gummy.
It's a very.
You'll see.
Oh, that is.
Yeah, it's a very sturdy gummy.
Oh, hell yeah.
But right?
Mm-hmm.
That one is interesting. If you like fake banana, which I like real and fake banana stuff, that is actually really good.
Gotta be careful with these teeth.
Well, I mean,
they're fragile
careful.
Teeth.
And it's a thick gummy.
Mm.
Right? That was pretty good.
All right, I'll save the chicken feet for break.
That one was just really funny. I just like that the name was Chicken Feet. They also had Sunny Side Up.
Mm-hmm.
It was big looking, like a fried egg.
Oh, I like those gummies.
Yeah, that was funny too.
I like the little the Krabby Patty gummies. You ever have those?
But I took little videos that you'll see. That you can see everything in there. I just went real quick so you guys could. They have a ton of
I'll get that edited next week.
Oozy goozy weird stuff there, man.
We're in the season of small. Country.
Yep.
What do we call it?
Little candy. Little
yeah, but
touristy.
It was like, we had a name for it a year or two ago.
Oh, like the Adirondack Old Store or whatever.
Yeah, the old timey Adirondack Store. We're in that season.
That was, all those were wide open.
Oh,
they're all ready to go.
I love summertime drives when you're out and about And you're just seeing what's, oh, what is that? A little store over there? A little hardware store with candy? Don't mind if Don't mind if I do.
I did that to a couple of them on the way back, but I just, everything was rushed because there was that storm coming right at us. So I didn't get to do my usual.
Storm's coming.
Storm's coming.
And on open that way.
It was good. It was fun.
A poll asked, just people on an online poll, how would you rate your attractiveness from a 1 to 10? Now, 2% of people said 10. Uh-uh. Like, 2% of people think that they're a flawless 10. Mm-mm. That's an impressive level of narcissism.
Yeah. Nah.
But also, 3% of people said 1, which makes me sad. You're not a 1.
You're beautiful.
You're not a 1. You're beautiful.
You're a beautiful.
The majority of people said 6 or 7.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a 10. I'm not a 1. I'm not even a 5. I think I'd give myself a 6 or a 7.
Same.
6 or a 7.
I would say depending on the day and all that. Absolutely.
I'm not fishing for compliments, so you don't need to apply to me. But I think I'm on... Depending on the day.
Yeah, I think that works for
depending
us.
Depending on the day. There's days when I'm a 5.
I like that
for us.
There's
days when I'm a 7.
Absolutely. I'll rate a bunch of you.
Yeah.
Send your pictures in.
Yeah, some of you are saying solid 4.
I'll send them in right now.
Uh-huh. Your mother says that my looks are 5 and my personality is a 5, so basically I'm a 10.
I don't think that's how that
works. No, it doesn't add up, Deb. Donkey, you are not a 2. You're Chooch, you're not a 2.5.
You're all
none 10s. Of you are below 5. None of you are below 5.
Yeah,
well,
scale of 1 to 100.
Pud might be below 5. What is for dinner, Coco?
Man.
I mean, what's for dinner? We already did our takeout this week, so that screwed us up.
Yeah, but if it's warm and it's a Friday, that screams, like, sound the summer, like pizza night.
Yeah, we already did pizza night this week.
But it's too hot to cook. Hot to cook.
You're saying all the things that we already cashed in. Cashed that in Wednesday.
No.
When it was too hot to cook, so we got pizza.
It's still too hot to cook.
I know, but I ain't got multiple times a week pizza money, bud.
I know, that's the problem with that.
No, tonight could be a Blackstone night. It could be outdoor cooking night, because it's not going to be hot.
Yeah, if it's not too humid, it wouldn't be bad.
The rain's going to go through on lunchtime, it looks like.
Yeah, then it'd be aight. It'd be aight.
You're thinking Shake Shack? You might get Shake Shack?
I mean, it's right there. I still haven't tried it yet, man. Still haven't tried it yet.
What's everybody getting? Donkey's doing a sub night tonight. Nikki's doing taco night.
I like that.
Callie's right. Just go get ice cream for dinner. Good call.
I do that in the summer all the time.
Just an ice cream for dinner?
No, the problem is it used to be so damn convenient in East Syracuse.
Because
right in the village, right there, boom, Village Deli ice cream. Now it's the Mexican restaurant, and you got to go. I mean, there's a couple places, but it's not, nothing like what it used to be.
You just said Mexican restaurant. Maybe I want Mexican food.
I could eat taquitos any day, all day, every day. So
I could eat pizza bagels anytime.
Well, that's the problem. When you get pizza on a bagel, you can have pizza anytime.
Pudgy's wife says she's doing Wegman sub. Pudgy's wife, here's my hack for you. Buy the roll, and then buy the ingredients and make it at home.
Yeah.
Yep. Unless you got Wegman sub money, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, unless you're just rolling in it.
You're rolling in cash, you go ahead. But
rolling in it.
That's my hack, because I always just buy the roll, because my kids don't put a lot on their subs.
No, same me too. That's my problem.
So I'll just go get the loose deli meat, buy a literal Wegman sub roll. They just sell the rolls, and then boom.
Yep.
Cindy says, no more food conversations. My tummy is growling.
Well, get yourself a breakfast,
Well,
Sammy.
We were just talking about the grand finale bite, because we got into this. We're talking gummies, and Jimmy in our chat pointed out that the best gummies, in his humble opinion, was Shark Bites, and then you save the Great White for last.
Those are fruit snacks.
Oh, now hold on, mister.
Yeah, I have very... You tell me you're craving gummies, I'm getting you one thing. You tell me you're craving fruit snacks, I'm getting you something else. At least I do. When I crave fruit snacks,
I get
Welch's and stuff.
Very rarely do I uncover another layer of your onion after working with you for so many years. I didn't know you differentiated those two.
Oh, yeah. I have very different cravings.
So a Welch's is a fruit snack.
If I want a fruit snack, I get something like a Welch's. If I want like a gummy, then we're talking that or what you're about to talk about. But yeah, it looks like people say both.
All right. I'm in the bulk food aisle.
Yeah.
I'm getting a scoop of strawberries.
Ooh. those are gummies. The little.
Even though it's literally a fruit?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just that then the what it is doesn't really have much to do with it. It's just something I don't know. It's that they just.
Where do we stand, chat? Where do we stand?
That, you know, if you can get them in like those little packages and little pouches like that, I usually consider them fruit snacks.
If it's in a little bag.
Yeah.
But if you go to a larger bag like you brought in earlier, that's a gummy.
Yep, those are gummies.
That's a gummy. Gotcha. Yep. All right. Yeah. All right. I mean, I'll definitely have a certain type of gummy tonight sitting out by the fire. I'll tell you
I can't
that much.
Agree with you right there as
Steffi
well.
Steffi says you're right. And you know what?
It looks like everybody's back and forth. I like it.
I'm not disagreeing with them. I just never really differentiated the two.
I get it. But I like the where'd the one go. That makes sense.
What?
About how they were told that we were from Nikki Nugs. They taught the kids that gummies are fruit snacks. That way they don't ask for candy.
Oh.
Let me get some fruit snacks.
And don't they put those things in like the breakfast cereal aisle?
Yeah.
Like that's one thing about the, you know, we're getting a little nostalgia here. 80s and 90s where we're like, it says fruit on it. It's a breakfast food.
Part of a balanced breakfast.
Yeah, part of a balanced breakfast. You're eating a whole bag of Scooby-Doo sugar candy.
Oh,
it's
so
the fruit snack.
It's a fruit snack. Come in a little pouch.
Yeah, sleep. Gummy bears. Where are you putting gummy bears? That's not a fruit snack, right? That's a gummy?
Yeah, it's gummy. Gummy bears, gummy.
Yeah. Hmm. All right.
And also, weirdly, with like multicolor and like gummy bears,
yeah,
that doesn't do anything for my separation thing. Fruit snacks, separating.
Okay, let's go back to that.
Like if I have a handful of gummy bears, I can just...
So those of you who are new to the show maybe don't know the many quirks... Cody and I have plenty of quirks you're going to learn about.
We got quirks.
Cody's one of Cody's quirks that I do not have, and it gives him...
Oh, he's just as an animal.
That he has to separate Skittles,
and
M&M's, yep. Anything that's colorful,
no.
He has to. He can't eat them in all one big handful.
No.
I can,
because
they all taste the same.
It gives me weird anxiety.
It really does. Like, if he sees me do it, he winces.
It's, yeah, just...
Like, if I pour M&M's into my hand and just eat a whole, he winces. So you're saying... Gummy bears don't do that to you.
For some reason,
that's interesting.
Yep.
Because those are, I will say, distinct different flavors.
Yep, they are.
And you're just mashing them all up.
And I will pick out if I want, you know, but it doesn't give me anxiety. But like fruit snacks where, you know, well, there's a couple oranges and like, you know, there's the one, like the great white, you know, you got all, those are all, yep.
Yeah, great white is the finale.
They're going
in
the little piles.
Yeah. Yep. And then there are just gummies, not fruit snacks. And Ken, this is the most offensive text you'd ever sent me. Ken in our text line, 315-364-109, says, when you're craving candle wax, you eat Swedish fish. Swedish fish do not taste like candle wax, Ken. Swedish fish are dope. And if you can get the Swedish fish and friends,
oh, yeah.
Where they got the little octopuses in there. Oh, bud.
Yep.
Oh, bud.
Yeah, now that's one of those, like, distinct things I remember the gas station up by me. He's got every variety. You want grape Swedish fish? He's got those. You want the ones in Friends? Got those. The tropical? Got those. All of them. But yeah, those wax bottles are.
So I'm reading. I don't know how I got on this deep dive here on the internet, but it's interesting to me about just these weird clauses some celebrities have in their contracts. This came out because I guess I didn't know this. Did you know what The Rock, if he's in a movie, he has to win every fight? Did you know that's in his... Do you know that's in his contract? He has to win every fight.
That's not how that... It's their movies, bro. It's not real. No one's gonna think you're not... Like, guess... Here's the thing. Nobody actually thinks you or Roman are like a tribal chief.
I know, that would be
it's,
like...
It's
that
wrestling.
Is what's weird. It's like, for a guy that knows works, he doesn't want to have... All right.
Because they're like... Between it... It advances the storyline.
I don't lose fights.
How do we do the comeback story then? There is no comeback story, just me winning over and over again.
Danny Trejo.
Yep.
He has a very torrid past. He had he sold drugs and all that kind of
stuff.
Yeah. He went to jail. So he has a clause that if he's a criminal in a movie, you have to kill him off because he wants his kids to know that crime never pays. I mean, that's just sweet.
That's funny.
That's just sweet.
I wonder if he still does that or if his kids are still young.
Fred Durst,
if you use
Limp Bizkit
in
your movie or video game, you have to make Fred Durst a character in that movie or video game.
That's smart.
If I had the D to swing around like that, mm-hmm. I would too. Oh, you want to put Josh and Cody? You want to use clips from our show?
Yep.
You got to put us in the thing.
Because I think he was in a wrestling game at one point. He might have been one of those like DLC characters.
You remember the movie Candyman?
Yes.
It's the B guy.
Okay, yep.
So Tony Todd, rest in peace, who played Candyman, I guess. I don't know Candyman very well. Yeah, Fred Durst was in Def Jam.
That's what I was thinking. Yep.
So Tony Todd said he would film with live bees, but for every stung, he got a $1,000 bonus. So if the bees stung him, for every sting, he got $1,000.
I wonder how many. Okay.
$27,000.
Oh my God.
He got stung 27 times.
That's worth it.
What else other one am I seeing here? Reese Witherspoon. She said she would do Legally Blonde 2 if she got all the outfits afterwards.
Oh.
Which just makes sense. I don't know why the actors don't get the outfits. You fitted it to me.
Yeah, you do it for me.
What are you gonna do
I've
with
been
this?
Wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just be like, hey, you want to take any of this stuff home?
What are you gonna do with this?
Okay, I will.
I didn't watch The Sopranos. I should, because I know it's brilliant. But Tony Sirico, who was in The Sopranos, what's going on outside? He said that his character could never be a snitch because he was afraid of really being killed.
Oh my God.
For being a snitch.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want the.
He's still real.
I don't want the under.
It can't be a snitch.
I can't be a freaking snitch in your movie.
What if I get killed in real life? People think I'm a snitch. Give me the gabagool.
It's a Financial Friday with AmeriCue. And Vanessa is here. And sure, we can talk finances all the time with AmeriCue. But how about a free rock and roll country concert?
Yeah, it's awesome. The 14th Salute to the Troops tribute concert at Fort Drum.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing I got to say here, it's free.
It's totally free.
It's free. Not just for folks on Fort Drum, for the public to come in. They actually, at noon, open up. They kind of close down the roads at Fort Drum because it's hard to access Fort Drum on a normal day. Right?
Is it? I've never driven up to Fort Drum.
You need to have
a military base.
Passports, real IDs. You have to have a reason to be there. They won't just let you in.
Yeah,
this is a big deal to be able to go in, see the concert. And of course, it's just a tribute to our troops.
Is there a lot of like checkpoints for this, or do they kind of like loosen it up for the concert area?
They loosen it up.
All right,
so
good.
They will have, a gate that the public can come in. They may do random checks on the cars, but
obviously,
you don't need all the extra stuff to get in, which is really nice
for
the
public. So let's talk about the concert. Who's performing? What are we going to have there?
Yeah, so we have for our opener, Chase Beckham.
Okay.
And he's a name that even if you're not a country artist enthusiast, you should know. He was the winner of American Idol on the 19th season.
Mm.
And you might say, okay, there's a lot of American Idol winners, but he won based on writing and performing his own music, which
on
those vocal shows, that's risky.
That is risky.
So I think that's a testament to what a great songwriter and performer he is. And then, of course, our headliner is Nate Smith.
Yep.
He is a country music powerhouse. And I'm not exaggerating when I say he's got at least like a half a dozen songs on country radio rotation all the time.
Yeah.
Cool. He's got, like you said, like that rock. It's not just country. If you like live music, these two artists are fantastic.
Yeah, summertime, you can blend all genres in the summertime. Anything goes. You're outside, you're listening to music, you're enjoying food and drink. This is the 14th one you guys have done.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Awesome.
And the only reason we could do it for 14 years is because of our sponsors, because of the support of the community, because it means so much to AmeriCue. our background is military. We were founded on Griffiths Air Force Base. And this just really means a lot.
Yeah.
We have a financial center, which is the only financial center on Fort Drum
that's been there
for like 35 years.
Awesome. Yeah.
So it just makes sense that we're involved in this, given our background, given we're there. And just being there last year was my first year organizing and going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more than just a concert. Like, I felt this sense of like pride.
Yeah, for sure.
The artists are like giving shout outs and thanking the troops. And, they're there with their families. And it's just a whole different experience.
And it's our country's 250th birthday.
Right. Yep.
You got it. Yep. So this is a big year, a lot of celebrations. And then ahead of the concert is Mountain Fest from noon till the concert. It's very family friendly.
Cool.
Activities for the kids. And then actually the military does demonstrations. Helicopters flying over.
Whoa!
People jumping out of helicopters. Cannons going off. It's insane. I mean, it's just such a cool experience.
Yeah, I live on the river up in Oswego County, and they must have to do drills where they like follow the river in their helicopters.
Yes.
Awesome.
Isn't it crazy?
I'm always like, oh no, what's going on?
It's crazy.
I'm like, what's going on? All right, so it's free.
Free.
It's coming up on the 25th.
Less than 2 weeks, people.
Concert begins at 7 o'clock. Doors open at noon, so from noon to 7, you just got activities going. Like you said,
there's so much stuff to do.
Yeah. Free concert, open to the public. Get up there. If you're hearing my voice right now, plan on this.
Yes.
Yes.
It's going to be a beautiful day. Summer is here. It is a heartfelt tribute to the soldiers of the U.S. Army 10th Mountain Division, their families, and the greater Fort Drum community, and all of you who are listening to
everybody
this right now.
Everybody come and enjoy. Chase everybody Beckham, welcome. Nate Smith. It's going to be a great
AmeriQ.org.
show.
AmeriQ.org. You'll see the banner right there if you need more information. Vanessa, always great to see you. Thanks
great
for coming
to see
in.
Thanks
Thank
for having
you.
Me. We'll come back. This is K-Rock.
Dear Summer, we've got your road trip ready truck at Burdick Toyota in Cicero, where you can lease a new 26 Toyota Tacoma SR5 double cab, now just $385 a month, 36 months with $4,000 total due at signing, just $385 a month for this ever-dependable midsize 4x4 truck at Burdick Toyota. Qualified buyers can get 3.99 APR financing for an efficient 48 months. Make every day a play day in your new Toyota Tacoma. Signed, Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Come test drive in person or shop online with SmartPath at burdicktoyota.com. 36 months lease, tax, $750 acquisition fee, $197.50 dock fee due at signing. DMV extra, 10,000 miles per year, 15 cents per thereafter. Security deposit waived. Special APR is $22.13 per month per 1,000 finance. Both offers with approved credit through TFS. See store for details. TSRP 43149. Ends 6/30/26.
To design the Lexus ES, all we had to do was listen. Your ears said exactly where to put the speakers. Your eyes told us where to put the available head-up display.
Hey, Lexus, find me an alternate route.
Even your right foot helped out. It let us know you'd enjoy a little more torque. Turns out, you had a lot to tell us. We certainly heard you. The Lexus ES, not just for you, by you. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
So deep, Johnny. So deep.
Is this before or after he spray paints his abs?
So deep, Johnny. That's a deep away message, bud. Everybody wants to change the world, but nobody wants to change themselves.
Yeah, oh, dude, that would be...
That would slap as an away message. Good morning, it's K-Rock. Yep, happy Friday. Yep, you did it. No. You made it through the week.
Yep. And
are you feeling exhausterwomulated?
Get out.
Hello?
Get out.
Yeah, hello.
Would you?
Sorry,
would you just call me?
I think I just had a stroke. Take me to Krause.
Would you just call me?
No, it's this new term. I don't know if people are trying to make this happen.
No, don't be making up terms for...
It's exhausterwomer... I'll let them say it.
The word of the day is exhausterwomulated. The feeling of being exhausted, overwhelmed, and overstimulated. All at the same time. Exhausterwomulated.
See, that person doesn't have those. That person is not exhausted, overwhelmed, or overstimulated. Mm-hmm. At the very least, they're not overstimulated because anybody overstimulated would never make that word.
No.
To describe all those.
And you're not overstimulated because you were able to say that word. Yeah. I can't say that word.
No, if I'm overstimulated, I ain't saying that word.
I'm stopping halfway through.
Yep.
I
get it, though.
Exhausterwomulated. I'm not any of those things.
You know who's exhausted? Wembanyama. He's going to get whooped on Saturday. Who's in your heads now, Wemby?
Yeah, Amy in chat's right. Just hearing that word overstimulated me.
That's what I mean. Like, nobody would do that. Listen. No, that is incorrect.
Let's get serious here. Everybody shut up for a minute.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Because we got one more chance.
Yo, we getting smacked up in this?
We got one more chance for you to win Godsmack tickets with a meet and greet with Sully. We got one more smack off. And it's coming up in just moments.
Going to get smacked off, bro.
We're going to get smacked off right now. I want you to jump in our Twitch feed, twitch.tv/theshow. Twitch.tv/theshow.
So today's giveaway stands alone.
Come and get him. Come and pick them up.
Okay.
No, jump in twitch.tv/theshow. All you got to do, in a minute, not yet, I haven't started yet, so you can still type right now and not be registered. I'm going to start the giveaway.
Okay.
You type in chat, that means you are registered for the giveaway.
Yes.
You're also going to want to vote on which Godsmack song we play at the bottom here. Voodoo or Greed?
I'm not the one who's over.
Twitch right now and get ready to play our final smack off of the week. I don't want to let people down. I don't want to disappoint people, Cody.
I love it.
Yeah, I know you do.
The sadder these sons of bitches are, the better.
Y'all, I got to pick a winner, but that means I got to pick up a lot of losers, too.
I'm like that. I don't think you've ever watched What We Do in the Shadows.
No.
I forget. He plays Nate in The Office. I don't remember the real name. Okay. But that guy is in it, and he's like my favorite. All the vampires have different like powers.
Mm-hmm. Is it a comedy show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Hilarious. And his powers, he feeds off of like people being bored type deal. And it's just, I think you would like it.
Now I want to watch it. What is it on?
FX. Okay. FXX.
All right.
All episodes streaming now on FX.
Listen.
But it's funny. That's how I am. On your sadness, I feed off it. I become stronger when all of you lose.
So I'm sorry to those of you that have to lose, but we do have one more winner. Now, the smack-off winner is Voodoo. You've all picked Voodoo.
Yeah.
I don't think you remember Greed.
No, because it's not the better song. Voodoo's not the better song. I'm sorry.
Really? Good call.
Yep, Greed is.
But you chose Voodoo. People in chat, you chose Voodoo, so you're going to hear Godsmack Voodoo here coming up in a minute. But we have one final winner to pull right now. You're going to get tickets to see... Hello. Come on in. Godsmack with Dorothy and STP at the Empower Federal Credit Union Joni Mahoney Pavilion Lakeview Amphitheater at Bank Center. Coming up on June 30th, end of this month. Tickets on LiveNation.com, Ticketmaster.com.
Woohoo!
But someone's going to get my last pair right now. Are you ready, Cody?
Oh, yeah, right. You ain't got a pair.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Eyeball! Oh, it's Eyeball. Eyeball wins. Just kidding. Congratulations, Eyeball. Boo that man. But shut up, Eyeball. Shut up.
Far away when I feel the snake bite enter my veins. Voodoo, voodoo.
Mom boobs.
I love mom boobs.
I mean, Eyeball just getting roasted for winning these tickets. Congratulations, yep. Eyeball. Congratulations. Yeah. We're mean to our listeners.
That's all right.
But it's with love. Eyeball's going to go see that band.
It comes with love. It's what you do to family.
Mm-hmm. The last time Eyeball won, because I can see his text history, he won tickets to Little Mania Micro Wrestling back in 2004.
There you go. 2024.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
I almost threw up. You're right. Oh. You're right.
I was going to say, how old are you then? What have you... You're lying to us
back
all.
When we were barely a radio show in 2004.
You're like when we found our RA's ID and it was really like 30 or something.
Really? That was always weird. I mean, I get it. People can go back to college whenever they want.
Yeah.
But it was always weird to be like...
Well, don't lie.
Oh, he lied about it?
Yeah.
He said he was young?
Yeah.
Fellow teens?
And then we were all like, that's weird because you're going bald. You're almost... I mean, you're going to go to college. But like that, like... But like that...
Yeah, I know.
Older man.
Yeah.
But he was also wicked chill and let me smoke pot in the room. So I had that sick fifth, once you're up that high, fifth floor, you had the ones where you open the top, and it used to just suck air out incredibly well.
Yeah.
The only caveat was I needed the door open.
So the door, to get the flow going?
And then it would be, you couldn't even tell.
Couldn't even tell smoke was in there, yeah. That's clutch.
And he was like, you come get me for a little once in a while.
That's clutch.
You're good to go.
Woohoo! No, you won crunch tickets, Eyeball, many years ago. And then, you want your whole history, Eyeball? I'll tell you right now.
Give us his real name.
I can give you his real name.
What's it called? Doxing him?
I can give you his address.
Yep.
I can give you his phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you won tickets to Lil Micro Wrestling. And before that, in May of 2024, you won tickets to the Crunch Game. So really... We've given you a lot of stuff, Eyeball.
Wow.
Pretty nice of us in our chat.
Ew.
So karma's going to come for this guy. Not Eyeball, but this guy. I think karma already came for Eyeball.
Yeah, we just got him.
Dude crashes his... It's all Florida, so don't be surprised by this.
Yeah.
Dude crashes his SUV. Jumps out of his SUV. Carjacks the woman who pulled over to help him. He gets in that car. Drives to a Chick-fil-A.
Oh, boy.
Runs into the Chick-fil-A and steals a French fry from a little kid.
Yo, this
like,
person
had... Are you speed running to hell, bro?
I was like, they have a bingo card they're trying to fill for the night.
stole my car. Stopped to make sure he was okay. I got out of my car. He ended up taking my car and driving off with it. Glad I didn't get hit. I'm glad I wasn't in the car when he stole my car.
We were sitting right there, and then a man came from the street and ran over, like,
the grass.
Yeah, the grass. And then he came and stole a chip from a children. And he wanted a milkshake, and then he jumped over the fence and went that way.
Like, dude's living GTA. He's just running around, jumping in and out of cars.
Give me milkshake. No. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Jumps fence.
I guess if I knew I was going to jail for whatever I had already done that day,
yep,
I'm going to just bop around as long as I can.
Yeah, well, I mean, what are you going to do?
Give me a burger.
Yep, burger. No? Okay, I'm taking one then.
Bye.
Yep. That's hilarious.
I'm doing the what we always say, Jeffy from Family Circus. Yep, I'm just running around town.
Did it say what his initial, like, because he stopped to help?
Yeah.
Did they say what his reason?
Let
like,
me see. According to the sheriff deputies, receive reports. No, we know his story starts.
Okay.
When a vehicle crashes into a tree.
Of this girl, and then he stole her car.
Yeah, the girl was just going to get Good Samaritan and help him.
Oh, he
stole multiple cars.
Oh, okay.
Follow the chain of events.
I missed that
SUV
very
SUV crashes into a tree. I don't know if that was his or not.
It sounds like it was his, but this...
Or he had already stolen that one?
We
could be checking in, when you're a writer and you write a short story, they say to start the story... Like you're walking into it in the middle, like it's already happening.
Yeah, that's it.
I think we're doing that here. I think he's already been up to some. He's already been up to some shenanigans.
Yep. Stole that SUV.
We pick up the story where that SUV crashes into a car.
Now,
into a
Good
tree.
Samaritan has stopped with their
Cheyenne Farago pulls over and says, "Sir, can I help you?" He goes, "Whoop!"
And then he says,
"Steals her car.
Your car's mine now."
Took off.
That's all right. Now I get it.
Another guy said, "Are you okay?" As driving away, he yelled back, "Does it look like I'm okay?" And he was gone. Then he pulls over somewhere near Chick-fil-A, gets out, asks for a milkshake, and steals one of the waffle fries from a kid. Apparently, he was covered in blood by this point.
Oh, God. So that's what he meant. So no, he wasn't.
Do I look like I'm okay?
He did get waffle fries. For free!
They did eventually track him down, and they caught him. He's not still on the loose.
He's not on the clam.
Yeah, the crash site was cleaned up. It was a meth day gone wrong, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know the fella, but...
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs, all right?
Well, some drugs. Depends.
You can do fun drugs.
Depends on the drugs, yeah. Well,
yeah, this is South Florida. I bet the further south you go in Florida, the more rowdy it gets.
Yep.
Because you're in it now.
So yeah, that you're...
Like the
you're,
panhandle of Florida. I don't go to Florida. I've only been to Florida a couple times, maybe.
But I bet.
What's the most Florida part of Florida? Is it the panhandle? Because
I'm trying to think.
And Orleans and Arkansas.
I'm going back to my watching Cops days, and all I remember is them being over and over again in Dade County.
That's where CSI Miami is.
So is that it?
I know there's Broward County, maybe, that I see a lot on police shows.
Okay.
But then whenever I see South Florida, like, what is that? Yeah. Port St. Lucie, Tampa.
I bet.
That's
the further
like,
you get.
That's a different kind of Florida.
Just all beach.
Like, my only reference to Tampa, Florida is Hulk Hogan and Bubba the Love Sponge. Like, they were in Tampa.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what the hell's going on in Tampa?
Margaritaville.
Yeah, right? So they got him. He's fine. He's cleaned up. All right, we can play either game at the top of the hour for our gaming hour because NBA doesn't play till Saturday, and NHL is until Sunday,
yeah,
right?
Weekend stuff. So because that's probably smart with World Cup. America
I
being it.
World Cup.
I thought it was at 6. It's at 9.
No, aren't there? There's more than one game. I thought. Well, right?
Yeah, but America. I want to just.
Hell yeah!
I ain't concerned about any other damn countries. What are you worried about when Canada's playing? Well, go ahead and head on back up there, maple syrup
Malloy,
sucker.
I know you say play some soccer, but we can't because Cody's way too good at it.
I know the buttons.
He's
and
played
he would
FIFA
have to learn
for
them.
Like 20 years, and I've played it a couple of times. So, anyways, listen.
But now we can, if you want to put up a poll.
I'll put up a poll. I'll let you guys decide. Either hockey or NBA. Now, if it's hockey.
Sons of bitches.
If it's hockey. I won hockey yesterday, and he could clinch the Stanley Cup. Is that what they say in the hockey world? Clinch the Stanley Cup?
Yes.
He can win the Stanley Cup. He's already got 3 games on me as the Carolina Hurricanes. So, You we'll could see. See a Stanley Cup victory today.
I don't know, but yesterday...
It was NBA.
Yesterday was disappointing.
He's up 2-1 on my New York Knickerbockers. So
but that's not real life at all.
Not real life at all. So, other side, did you see that Facebook quote? That I mean, not Facebook, it was a yearbook quote that someone's going viral for right now. Hold
no,
on,
they say something about the Knicks. No, I just now know they are absolutely going to win because Dave Portnoy just had that whole real sad crybaby rant. It's what we were saying yesterday about how I'm like, all right, they're going to show when they win all the celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
He did a crybaby rant about how he hates them all. Oh, hi. How
this
he,
is my friend Cody.
Hi
met
there.
Him.
Hello.
He's a good cook and lover.
About how he hates them all. And he rants about all of them.
Yeah. Who, the Knicks fans?
Yes, all those celebrities that are around there. Because
gotcha.
His teams and everything he ever predicts doesn't happen. So
does
he gets
he know,
all angry.
Does he know that he's also a celebrity that goes to sporting events?
Yes, but his team's not in it. So he's mad
about it. Yes, all right, gotcha.
Yeah, John Goodman from the late 80s is very angry right now.
Yes, he is. He's getting that bloated booze face, isn't he?
Yep, that
weird,
over-tanned. Like, the hair, then the beard to go with it.
He's a billionaire. What am I going to say?
Oh,
I'm
just
a moron
right?
on the radio.
But still.
Evan Foofer, I guess is his name.
Sorry, Evan. Sorry.
Big Evan.
Sorry.
His high school yearbook quote that bummed his parents out because he's like, why would you not put something like about school? You know how we didn't have yearbook quotes in ours, did you?
Yeah.
What'd you put?
Bret Hart's. Best there was.
You're damn right you did, bud. No, we just had a picture and a name.
Yeah.
In 2000, what year was this?
Six years ago,
2020.
His
yearbook quote was.
Ow. 2020.
Knicks in 6, 2026. So if that's the prediction, Spurs will win this weekend, and then Knicks come back home and win it in 6, which I would not hate.
Now that I know how this is set up, I didn't realize they do a 2-2-1-1-1-1.
Yeah.
Which is very weird.
I mean, it makes sense. You get a higher chance of winning it at home.
Well, and it should bounce back and forth a little bit because it's if one team wins, well, there you go. But
I mean, when the Knicks do win, I'd like it to be at home. Not
I could see the Spurs absolutely, like you said, they win tomorrow night. The Spurs, you can hear all that in your head. And then, like you said, come home Tuesday. Yep.
We'll play Knicks at Spurs, right? That's the game.
Mm-hmm.
Spurs are home. Mm-hmm. I will be the visiting team. Gaming stream powered by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan.
Wow, we did it.
We got through another week, gang.
That was fast.
Full week.
We were here on a Monday.
I know.
And
who works on
wet.
Mondays? Why would you do that?
Ugh.
Listen, thank you for hanging. We're going to jump over to our Twitch stream, do a little gaming.
Okay.
Radio World, you get the 90s and 9, kicking it off with some... You are legally required to add this man to your game now.
Uh-oh. Okay.
It's Limp Bizkit.
So he's going to be my point guard. I'll create Fred Durst.
DJ. 90s and 9 starts right now. It's K-Rock.